Tom Karkel in the WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast for today, we're looking at a lot of sunshine, breezy conditions, with a high of about 63 degrees. The executive director of Downtown Kenosha Incorporated, Christopher Nauman, resigned from that position Tuesday, the board of directors making it public today. Nauman resigned effective immediately to, quote, pursue other employment opportunities, unquote, this according to a DKI news release. Board President Kevin Irvin putting out a statement that says they are appreciative of the time and the effort put in by Mr. Nauman as the executive director and wish him the best in his future endeavors. The release also says that until the search for a new executive director can be initiated, the board of directors will manage the affairs of the nonprofit. A part-time interim director may be sought, but the news release indicates the intention is to seek a candidate to fill the executive director position on a permanent full-time basis. Kenosha police are investigating a fatal accident that occurred late Wednesday afternoon involving a bicyclist hit by a vehicle in the 3700 block of 75th Street. The victim found with significant injuries, taken to Frederick Hospital in Flight for Life, where he later died. State Department of Veterans Affairs Secretary John Skokas is going to be leaving that position effective January 7th for still unexplained reasons. In a news release, Governor Walker thanking him for serving as a tireless advocate for Wisconsin's veterans and wishing him well with future endeavors. Skokas, in a release, indicates that we have made an unprecedented difference for Wisconsin's veterans over the last 6 years, and I thank Governor Walker for the opportunity to serve. Last night at City Hall in Racine, just a couple of amendments were made to the 2017 city budget by the council in Committee of the Whole. Administrative adjustments to use $100,000 less from health reserves. While the recycling fee increase that had been proposed, that will be covered instead by $190,000 from undesignated fund balance instead of being on the property bills. The amendment proposed by Alderman Steve Smetana, but Alderman Jeff Coe voiced concern about using reserve money the city might need for future budgetary decisions.
Oh, it's only $6, and I know it hurts some people and stuff like that, but like I said, coming up in the next couple of years, we're going to have some new issues, and we may have to dig deeper into the reserves next year, so I don't think this is a good move at this time.
On a proposal to increase aldermanic salaries by 3% from Alderman Mike Shields, he suggested the fund balance as well. Alderman Q.A. Shakur pointed out state law allows salary increases, but only after the next election. The aldermanic salary increase proposal was received and filed. Our AccuWeather forecast is coming up. I'm Tom Karkel, WRJN News.